telling these tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I came away.
Oh, what is up, Wisconsin and beyond? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've got breaking news this half hour, which I am going to go into detail with you about. FBI Christopher Wray held a town hall today with all of the employees of the Federal Bureau of Investigation and announced his retirement. He is to step down as FBI director, despite the fact that just under 3 years remain in his term. We're going to talk about Wray's retirement and what that means. And candidly, do you think he made the right decision? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Call and text lines are open. We're going to take your thoughts. I'm going to give you all the detail on that because here at Civic Media, we are all about real news and great conversation. Certainly, this is some real news just breaking over the last hour, hour and a half. I have some of his statement. We have the sound from Donald Trump's interview this past weekend with NBC's Kristen Welker, where he addresses his displeasure with Director Wray, despite the fact that Donald Trump was the one who appointed Chris Wray after he fired James Comey, the only previous firing of an FBI director that was not for cause. Again, we're going to get to all of that. Again, big news breaking just within the last hour at the outside about FBI director Chris Wray will be stepping down and resigning before Donald Trump takes office. But let me give you a little bit more about what we're going to be doing today on the show. Busy time again. Topic to start off the show will be Chris Wray's retirement. At 2:30, we're going to bring on Christina Reynolds. She is the Senior Vice President of Communications and Content at Emily's List. We're going to talk about that race for DNC chair because Ben Wickler is in the mix. Wisconsin Democratic Party chair Ben Wickler, considered by many to be the front runner to be the next DNC chair. This is at a pivotal moment for the Democratic Party. Wickler, in large part, credited with bringing back the Wisconsin Democratic Party from the brink. He's made appearances on MSNBC lately. Also, The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. We got some of that sound from Ben's interview on The Daily Show. We're going to get to that with Christina Reynolds. That is at 2:30. At 3 o'clock, I'm going to give you, if I can't get all this info to you in the first half hour, I'm going to give you some updates on the Luigi Mangione criminal prosecution. His lawyer was interviewed by Andrew Cuomo. Remember him? Used to be on CNN. Andrew's had some rough times. Anyways, he's now on an outlet called News Nation. Cuomo interviewed Luigi Mangione's attorney, and let's just suffice it to say, I found it interesting. I'll give you kind of my insider take as a lawyer on that interview and just his lawyer's approach, especially in light of new evidence coming into the fore today about the evidence against Mr. Mangione. I'm going to update you on all of that. There's even a little hubbub about whether or not the tipster from McDonald's is going to get a reward. We'll get to all of that. And last but not least today, I want to hear from each and every one of you. This is going to be in the 3 o'clock hour, probably around 3:30. I want to hear from you about whether or not you've had to end a relationship in your life because of politics, whether that's a romantic relationship, a familial one, you had to ixnay a frenzy because of their politics. We'll get to that. Some interesting statistics about where Wisconsin rates in terms of relationship problems following the election and being in the election cycle. So I'm just fascinated about that. We will have that discussion within these 2 hours. Of course, you got Dom Salvia coming up after my show. And during Dom's show in that first hour at 4 o'clock, you're going to get the word of the 4 p.m. hour. That is for Civic Media's grown-up gift list text to win sweepstakes contest. You're going to need the Civic Media app. Dom's going to give you the word at 4 o'clock. You're going to text Dom that magic word. That's going to enter you to win either $100 in cold hard cash. It's the holiday season. We can all use a Benjamin to help with some of the gift purchasing if that's your deal. Or if you just want to go have a good time, it's going to enter you to win an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Of course, then we've got 8 grand prizes at the end of the contest, including some robot vacuums, humidifiers, luggage, an espresso machine, you know, the boring stuff that grownups want. Yep, that is all coming to you if you download the Civic Media app. Text in via the app the word of the hour at 4 o'clock. Again, you'll get entered to win all those great prizes. So keep it locked here, y'all. But let us get into the Chris Wray resignation. Again, let's remember, Chris Wray was appointed to be FBI director by Donald Trump after Donald Trump, for the first time in our nation's history, fired an FBI director for something other than cause. Okay, that was Donald Trump. Also a weird firing because, like, Jim Comey maybe gifted Donald Trump the 2016 election. Remember, it was Jim Comey that, despite the FBI's policies about not commenting within the 60 days before an election in 2016, came out and told the whole world that they had reopened the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails, et cetera, and set off a whole firestorm. I mean, Donald Trump should have written James Comey a thank you letter. Nope, instead he fired him. But he brought on Chris Wray. Now, keep in mind also, as a point of context here, that there is a congressional rule, standard, if you will, that says that FBI directors shall hold the seat for up to but not exceeding 10 years. You may think, 10 years, that's a long time. Now, presidents can fire an FBI director. They have that power. That's not in question. But Congress was setting out its intent, its desire, that FBI directors would sit for these, they would hold those jobs for a 10-year term, which, if you think about this, if a president wins 2 terms consecutively, like, the FBI director would even stay in the job past that. The reason that Congress did this, the congressional intent behind that guideline, is that the FBI director is supposed to be apolitical. You know, like, let's think about this. Anybody who's a fair-minded person, and we can argue about the successes and failures of this FBI or J. Edgar Hoover's FBI, which by any account was completely out of control and spying on Americans and had a political enemies list. One of the distinguishing characteristics, right, between a regime like Bashar al-Assad's in Syria and the United States, between Putin's authoritarian Russia and the United States, is supposed to be that elected leaders cannot commandeer the military apparatus or the intelligence or law enforcement apparatus to persecute political enemies. That's supposed to be the thing that distinguishes us. That's what helps make us a shining city on a hill. So for any fair-minded person, what you want in intelligence gathering, what you want in law enforcement, what you want in your DOJ, are people that will follow the facts and the law without fear or favor, putting service to the Constitution and the people of these United States of America above self-interest. That's the standard. Any fair-minded person, I don't care if you're a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, a purple people polka-dotted person, that's what we all should want. And so Chris Wray's resignation, I mean, is this anticipatory obedience? Do you think it would have been better for him to force Donald Trump to make history again, fire his second FBI director for something other than cause? I mean, yikes. What do you think? Should Chris Wray have resigned? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Let's hear what Donald Trump said about Christopher Wray. This happened just this weekend, okay? So this interview, I think, was recorded last Friday. It aired on Sunday on NBC. This is the interview between Donald Trump and Kristen Welker of NBC. It was aired on Meet the Press this Sunday. She asked him, asked President-elect Trump about Chris Wray, because he said he wants to appoint Kash Patel. Well, there's no vacancy in the FBI director, and Chris Wray is supposed to, you know, spend another nearly 3 years there. So let's take a listen.
To fire the current FBI director, Christopher Wray, who you appointed?
Well, I can't say I'm thrilled with him. He invaded my home. I'm suing the country over it. He invaded Mar-a-Lago. I'm very unhappy with the things he's done. And crime is at an all-time high. Migrants are pouring into the country that are from prisons and from mental institutions, as we've discussed. I can't say I'm thrilled. I don't want to. What I'm going to say is I certainly cannot be happy with him. You take a look at what's happened. And then when I was shot in the ear, he said, oh, maybe it was shrapnel. Where's the shrapnel coming from? Is it coming
by the way, that testimony about, there's so much that's messed up here. Let me see if I can take them in order. First of all, crime is not at an all-time high. I don't care which statistic you look at. It's false. Second of all, it is not true that there's like 1,000 more immigrants crossing the border. It's actually gone way down. Thirdly, Christopher Wray didn't say conclusively it was shrapnel, but when he was testifying, when testimony was being provided in the immediate aftermath of the assassination attempt, they weren't sure if it was the bullet that hit Donald Trump or the shrapnel. And who freaking cares? Somebody tried to kill the man. So we're going to talk about this more when we come back. Lots of details here. I've got some of Chris Wray's statement, but I want to hear from you. Should Chris Wray have toughed it out and made Trump fire him? That is the question that I want to hear your thoughts on. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752. I'm your friendly lawyer and economist. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to me here on the Civic Media Radio Network. This great conversation continues right after these brief messages.